We can search all over, but we'll never find anyone like our God. Let us pray. Yes, God, you are excellent. So, God, we come before you this morning once again just to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the breath of life, God. Thank you, God, that you thought we were worth saving, God. Thank you, God, that you forgive us still, despite us, Lord God. You love us still, God. So, God, we thank you for that this morning. God, we've gathered to hear word from you, God. So help us to be still and open our spiritual ears so that we clearly hear what thus says the Lord for our church. God, we have gathered here, God, because we trust you with whatever is going on in our lives. So, God, meet each and every person right where they are, God. Heal, comfort, restore, reconcile, and build your people up in the name of Jesus. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you take it away, that I may clearly commune with you, God. And if you give me the word, I will deliver it to the people boldly, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, just move now in this place. Allow your presence, your power, your anointing, your glory to be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. It is Communion Sunday, and normally we would go to the gospel, but this morning our message is from the Epistle of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. So if you would get your Bibles. If you don't have your Bibles with you this morning, there are Bibles under the seats. But if you get a Bible and go to the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Hallelujah. For your hearing, I'm going to read a little more than what our message is about, but God is leading me to start. At the 29th verse of the fourth chapter of Ephesians. So when you have found it, please stand. Amen. In reverence to God's holy word. The fourth chapter of Ephesians, starting with verse 29. Wow, God. And I will be reading from the NIV Bible this morning. So stand with conviction and open your spiritual ears as the word of God is read in the church. Ephesians 4, starting with verse 29. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Our focus passage this morning would be 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, Forgiving each other. Forgiving each other. Just as in Christ, God forgave you. Amen. Amen. I never know what God is going to do, but I love the Lord and I trust God with whatever he gives the church. Whatever he gives the church.
Thank you, Lord.
Our message this morning is entitled, Find Peace Through Letting Go. Find peace. Find peace through letting go. Find peace. I don't know who that's for. Through letting go. Church, because of the special assignment that God has given Abundant Life, there are some issues that God wants to make perfectly clear to us. He is calling us to be, of course, effective prayer warriors. And he gave us last month 4 messages relating to prayer. And this month, the focus is forgiveness. Is forgiveness. To be effective prayer warriors, we must get rid of unforgiveness and truly find peace by letting go. It is said that more than any other world religion that Christianity teaches and preaches forgiveness. Yes, we are aware that some preachers, some teachers dwell too long on guilt. And consequently, many people see Christianity as a religion of guilt and judgment. And see, this is unfortunate because Christian teachings are not based on guilt. Mm-mm. They're not based on, but they're based on the teachings of Jesus, our Messiah. Jesus, our Savior, you all. It's based on the teachings of our way maker, our miracle worker, and the light in the darkness. Our belief is based on Jesus. See, Jesus never said, I've come to make you feel guilty or feel bad about yourself and your sin. Jesus did not say that, you all. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. See, Jesus walked the earth, you all, to show us how to live and how to live victoriously. And not to judge us.
Hallelujah.
To forgive our sins, you all. That's why he came.
Hallelujah.
To forgive our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
And oftentimes as believers, we create the environment ourselves of guilt.
Oh, yeah.
And judgment. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. So we listen. So as we listen to the voice of God this morning, I believe if you listen with spiritual ears, all of us will find peace through letting go of some issues that we may be struggling with, you all. God is saying to the church, I have this work for you to do, but unforgiveness will block the blessing. Unforgiveness will block the deliverance. So this morning, I want you to find peace in letting go. So I'm going to try to just walk through this calmly because I get excited. Brother Rudy, you know I love talking about love and unforgiveness and forgiving others. But I'm going to just try to walk through this thing this morning. Because I recognize as we have our various classes and especially in Bible study, this topic always comes up. Someone is not ready to really just let it go yet. They love the Lord and they've heard his cry. But yet still they're holding on to pain and shame and just unforgiveness. Help me, Holy Ghost. So over the next few weeks, we will cover the topic of forgiving others, forgiving yourselves, accepting God's forgiveness, and recognizing the meaning of total forgiveness. God has said we need to take some time because he wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healed. But we have to find peace in letting go. So this morning, a message from Ephesians, written by the Apostle Paul to the churches in Ephesus. And yes, written a long time ago, but still relevant to us today. Because the Bible tells us that all scripture is inspired by God. Oh, yes, it is. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions, so that the people of God will be equipped to do the good works. So Paul, when he wrote this epistle, we're told that he had been a Christian for about 30 years. He had been on the battlefield a mighty long time for the Lord, and he was not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ, for he recognized that it was the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe it this morning? See, you must believe this thing in order for it to work. It's not good enough to just read it and talk about it, but if you don't believe it, it won't work for you. So how is the gospel working for you this morning? You must believe. You must. This says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you believe this word, do you look like believers this morning? Do you look like the word? But back to what Paul was saying. Paul was writing to the church, sharing the good news of Jesus, because he wasn't discouraged. Paul went through a lot of things, but he wrote also, I've learned to be content in all states. He also wrote, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace, once again that word, the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So when Paul wrote to the Ephesians, we're told that he was under house arrest. He was in prison. But he wanted to strengthen them in their faith because Paul still felt responsible for this church that he had started and planted. And he knew that unforgiveness was one of the areas which would hinder their spiritual growth. Let somebody say amen. Unforgiveness. I don't know where you are and who you are, but unforgiveness will hinder your spiritual growth. And he knew people like to get even with each other. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. They like to dwell on pain and hurt. So he wrote this, be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving one another, remembering that God forgave you through Christ. He even went further in Romans to say, God demonstrated his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, family and friends, oftentimes we struggle with this issue of unforgiveness. But God is clear, the word is clear. We are to forgive each other if we want our Heavenly Father to forgive us. Teach that to your children. They must forgive. There are a lot of conflicts in our schools these days, but they must forgive and move on. See, this topic, I've talked to a lot of you and I've talked to a lot of people, trigger a lot of emotions in us. So it's worthy of a real discussion. So I'm trying my best not to get excited, but to just give you what God has for the church this morning. Because many of us have experienced unforgiveness, and some people may be actually going through it this morning, trying to figure out, God, what should I do? You know what they've done to me. I can't forgive that. God, what do you want me to do? Now, I've talked about unforgiveness for many years, and I remember one lady came up to me and said, no, That was a good message, but I'm not doing that. You don't know what the people have done to me. I've given books of total forgiveness to people, and they've given it back saying, no, I cannot do that. You have no idea what I have been through. Once again, God is saying to us, I want you to understand the power of letting go. I want you to understand that power. I want you to understand why I sent Jesus, the Christ, to die on the cross, that you may be forgiven, and you must extend that same forgiveness to others. God is saying to someone, relax, let it go. And I understand that it's easier said than done. But the basic rule is this: trust the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Ask the Savior to help you, because you can't do this type of forgiveness by yourselves. Let go of the pain. Let go of the shame. Let go of the stuff that keeps you from living abundantly. I'm just praying, God, that the person that needs to hear this is hearing it this morning. So in preparation for this message, I went on a research. I read about forgiveness in the scriptures. I read about other persons who just could not forgive, and then others who believed this word and decided to forgive totally. Oftentimes we have a problem forgiving our parents based on something they've done to us in our childhood that we didn't understand. We have a problem forgiving our friends who hurt us. And you never really talked to them about it, but you know it made you feel some kind of way inside. Husband and wives walking around often not speaking. Coming to church on Sunday morning, not speaking in the car, but walk through the door, praise the Lord, how you doing? But hallelujah, unwilling to forgive each other. But God is saying to us clearly, I want you to find peace this morning by letting go. God, help me. Help me. I believe strongly in forgiving and letting go of the past. And I'm not really talking about the situations that many of us experience. We talk about loaning money to people. They didn't give it back, so we're not speaking. Someone gossiped about you. They talked about you. Now you're not speaking. Someone lied on you, cheated, stealing. Now you're not talking to the person. But as I was reading real stories of forgiveness, they talked about rape. Come on now. They talked about murder. Come on. They talked about abuse, just to name a few. Yeah. And these persons, in the end, were able to find peace, you all, by letting go. So the key for us this morning, if you want to be whole, you're going to have to let go of some stuff. Just let it go. But you may have to ask. You have to ask the Savior to help you. Because is it not our opinion and our view? They did it to me. Let me get even with them. They did it to me. Let me tell other people who they really are. We actually want them to suffer because they have caused pain to us. Am I right about it this morning? Come on, talk back to me. I just want to work through this. They hurt me. Now I want to hurt them. I just believe most of us have experienced some of this. I just believe that. How much, God, have you asked them, must I tolerate from this person or these people? God, I've had enough of their lying, enough of their cheating, enough of their schemes, enough of their deceptions, tired of people who intentionally set plots to hurt me. What am I to do, God? But the word of God speaks to us through Peter and Jesus talking in Matthew. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother who sinned against me? Up to seven times? And you know Jesus' answer, what he said, up to 70 times seven. See, I can imagine Brother Peter saying, what? Because he knew that the Pharisees taught that you needed to only forgive three times. But God wanted us to know through Jesus that we should not keep any record of anybody that's wronged us. Jesus put no limit. Come on, I know this is hard for some of you all. He put no limit on forgiveness. Because see, I talk to a lot of you all. Tired of forgiving that person. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Pastor, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. See, I've heard it all. Keep no records of wrongs. Hallelujah. But remember why you forgive. We all know and we all heard that forgiveness is for the person who forgives so that you can be set free, so you can have some peace. Be mindful that forgiving a person now does not mean you condone their sinful action or behavior. Get that clear in your heart. It doesn't mean you are condoning what they're doing. But forgiving is liberating. It's liberating. It's setting you free. That's what it's all about. See, it seems easier to blame others sometimes for your not letting go. You think they don't deserve your forgiveness. But that's not what it's all about. God is saying we must find peace in letting go. So the relevant question this morning for each and every one of us, how do I let go? Let's see what God is saying. How do I let go? If you have been hurt, disappointed, wounded, deceived by someone, first of all, let's try to do as Jesus, who is our example. He never retaliated, you all. So you need to make a note. You don't need to retaliate. When he suffered, he did not threaten to get even with anybody. This is Jesus. We say we're Christians. We follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. Jesus did not retaliate. He took his case to the Father, who always judges fairly. So I say, whatever is in there, this is the season. This is the day to turn it over to God. Because, see, God is the judge. And God is just. The Bible says, do not repay evil for evil. Do not take revenge. Are we going to follow this word? Leave room for God's wrath. Are you going to do what the word says? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I know it's hard. I see you all out there. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Then trust God to heal your heart. See, that's the issue. We have issues allowing God to take care of us. So do you trust him this morning with your pain? Do you trust him this morning with your shame? Do you really? Do you really? See, I hear some, yes, I do, but do you really trust God to heal your broken heart? But see, God is able. We know he is. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think. He's able to comfort, to restore you, to heal your pain, to heal your disappointment. But do you trust him to do that? See, we need to focus on things above. We need to focus on eternal things and let God handle the stuff, I call it. The stuff and the plans of the enemy. You let God handle that. Focus on the word of God and his purpose for you. He said he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. The Bible says he will give you perfect peace to those who keep their minds stayed on him. So what are you thinking about this morning? When people hurt you, do you run it through your mind over and over and over and over again? Why did they do that? How did they do that? God, why you let them do that? Come on. Because the mind is a battlefield. It really is. But can you turn it over to God and say, God, you handle that. See, I know I'm right about this because I've been in a predicament. I had to actually forgive the young man that murdered my only baby. I had to forgive that in order to stand before you and be whole and heal and deliver the word of God. I had to forgive you. So I know about total forgiveness. If I had not forgiven, I would have lost my mind. So do that. Hold on to this small stuff, I call it. They talked about me. So they talked about Jesus. Keep on walking and don't look back. You loan money to someone you knew couldn't pay you anyway. They didn't pay you. Now you're telling everybody in the church. Why did you do it? Forget about it. Let it go. Find peace and move on. Come on, people of God. God wants you all whole. Sometimes we set ourselves up. Well, I thought this time they would pay me back. I've done it 3 times. You're doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. And then you want to be angry. I'm just talking. That's all. This is just a conversation because God wants you whole, delivered, and not sweating the small stuff. Come on, you all. Second point to the church. Be mindful that Satan hangs around day and night waiting to explore the weaknesses of God's people. And one of the greatest weaknesses we have is unforgiveness. He loves to see the people in the church talking about each other. Can't get the work of the Lord done because you're busy being busy doing something that's unproductive. Hallelujah. Satan can take advantage of us through bitterness, pain, past hurts. So it's crucial that we get rid of all that stuff out of our hearts, you all. Otherwise, we give the devil like a silver platter to just play around in our lives. See, bitterness divides family, divides friends, divides churches. But the Bible is clear. A house divided cannot stand. Do not let Satan divide your family, divide your church, divide your friendships. Hallelujah. Do not allow it. Jesus told Peter, watch and pray. Lest you enter into temptation, because Satan is on his job. But the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's why God is building up prayer warriors in here. There are some things that we need to cast down, you all, and cast out of our church, and cast out our families, and cast out our communities in the name of Jesus. God wants us to be prayer warriors, but we got to get clean first. We got to let go first. How can we go out and help somebody else if we're holding on to stuff ourselves in the name of Jesus? Holy Spirit, help me. This is a word for the church. People of God, God is saying to someone this morning, you must forgive yourself. You are going to have to forgive yourself. I've already forgiven you. Hallelujah. I've already forgiven you. I know what you've done. But Jesus came to cover all your sins. When you fall short of God's glory and don't make mistake that we will, you know, we're saved. Yeah, we still make mistakes. But the Bible says this, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and restore you in the right relationship. So the word for whoever this is, repent and ask for forgiveness. Don't you look back. There's always someone want to come and remind you of your past. You let go of your past. You walk in the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and keep on stepping. Let them talk. You pray for them, but you keep on walking because God has a work for you. I don't know who that's for, but somebody's holding on to something that they're blaming themselves for. God said, forget it. It's not your fault. I have died to cover any and everything that you can possibly do. He wants us free. Oh, yes, he does. He wants us free to do the work that he's ordained us to do. So remember, people of God, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Don't let people fool you and tell you who you are and define you by what you've done in your past. Don't you fall into that trick of the enemy. Don't you go there. Because greatness is faithfulness towards us. Morning by morning, you get up every morning, new mercies I see. You just keep that. I'm up today and I got new mercies. My past is my past. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am forgiven. Yes, I am. See, thank God for his grace. You thank God for his mercy. Grace is undeserved favor, you all. Grace is getting what we do not deserve. Mercy is getting what we do deserve. Hallelujah. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve. That's what I want to get. Grace and mercy. Based on what we do, what do you really deserve? But God loved us so. Help me, Holy Spirit, just wind up because somebody's being freed up this morning. God is saying to you, find peace in letting it go. Accept my grace. Accept my mercy. Live the abundant life that God, Jesus, died that you may have. And hold on to what the apostle said. Forgetting what is behind me and pressing forward. Hallelujah. To what's ahead. Forget that stuff. You can't change your past, but you can do a lot about your future. Hallelujah. If you believe in the word of God. Oh, yes, you can. Walk this word out. Oh, yes, you can. See, we talked about this is Communion Sunday, and the reason we can walk it out, you all, we can leave our past behind because, see, that blood still works. It still works. It still works. It still works. That blood still works. The blood of Christ still covers all our sin. Cause, oh, yes, it does. It still works. There's victory in the blood because of the blood, y'all. We are set free because of the blood. God is saying to someone, let it go. I don't know where you are. Let it go. Find peace in letting it go. All that past stuff, past mistakes. Holy Spirit, help me. I don't know who I'm talking to. Commit to set yourself free because of God today. God demonstrated his love. He sent Jesus for us. Yes, he did. So we can celebrate, we can rejoice because of Jesus, that while we were still sinners, Christ the waymaker, Christ the Messiah, Christ the bridge over troubled waters, Christ the light in darkness, Christ the miracle worker, Christ the promise keeper, Christ the Messiah, the Savior of the world, Christ the Son of the living God died for you and his blood still works, church. It still works. What can wash away my sin? Somebody said, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. The blood. Come on, you all. You can be set free today. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It shall never, we're having communion today, it shall never lose its power. Someone say, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, but you got to believe this in order for you to be healed and delivered and set free and walk in peace. You must believe it in your heart because of the blood. Holy Spirit, help me just wind this up. Because of the blood, we can find peace through letting go. Because of the blood, you all, we're forgiven. Hallelujah. Because of the blood, I can say, and I would sing if they would let me, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound by these chains holding me. The past memories, the past sins, the past junk. No longer bound by those things. My soul is resting. And it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. That's where he wants us to get to. Church, allow the peace of our Lord and Savior to help you let go. I'm free. Hallelujah, God. We can all be free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. I don't know about you, but let's begin to stand all over this sanctuary. If you want to let something go this day, this is your day. Thank you, God. I'm free. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. And it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 This is your day. Whatever it is, whether someone's done something to you or whether you've done it to someone else, let it go this day. Let it go this day. We have work to do, you all. Don't let unforgiveness block our blessings. God wants us on one accord. No more chains holding me. Is that your testimony? If not, let it go today. See, my soul is resting. It's just a blessing, you all. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants you to be free. Finally, on this journey called life, I can say that. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains. My soul is resting.
It's just a blessing. Praise.
So we're going to open the altar at this time for prayer. If there's anything that you want to root out this day, any unforgiveness, come to the altar and petition God. He'll answer. See, I don't know your stories, and I know some people need God to change some stuff. Somebody needs God to break through in their lives and do something. So the altar is open for you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. The altar is open for everyone. For everyone. Praise the Lord. Let this be a new beginning for you, and you can sing this song with conviction and belief. This is your season. Don't look at anybody else. They can't put you in heaven or hell. You need God to help you. You need God to do it. Yeah, God, whatever you've done, God will forgive it.
It's just a blessing.
Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Help us all, God. We want to be whole. God, we want to be whole. We want to be healed. God, we want to be delivered. God, we want to be in your will. So we come to the altar this morning, trusting in you. Trusting in you. God is saying to someone, it's not your fault. Let it go. It's not your fault. I don't want you to carry that.
It's just a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh, I'm free.
Praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Leave it at the altar, people of God. No longer bound. Thank you, God.
No more chains holding.
my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
It's just a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Find peace in letting go. Your peace is letting go. You watch what happened when you let it go. See, I don't know your it, but when you let your it go, God is going to shower peace.
No more chains holding me.
My soul
is resting.
Yeah, let it go, people of God.
It's just a blessing.
Let it go.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm free.
Thank you, God.
I'm free.
I'm free.
Stand all over the sanctuary.
Praise
last call. Does anybody need prayer or want to come?